It's all done except the game, which is on Sunday, and we're looking forward to that. Glad that we finally have something besides the weather to talk about. ABC's Pete Combs has been in Atlanta all week and went to the final press conference with both coaches yesterday. And really, this is an interesting contrast between the two. Pete, good morning.
Good morning. You know, it really is. This is almost legendary, the kind of confrontation you have at the coaching level. You got Bill Belichick, who's about the oldest coach in the league and certainly has been to the Super Bowl. I think this is his sixth Super Bowl. It's Tom Brady's ninth, the quarterback for the New England Patriots. But when you look at Sean McVay, who's the youngest coach, if I have this right, the youngest coach ever to reach this level, he's only 33 years old. It is this sort of David and Goliath look, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, it absolutely is. In fact, I did the math, Pete. Sean McVay would have been, I believe, 17 years old when Bill Belichick won his first Super Bowl with the Patriots. So, I mean, that's going back a ways.
Well, it is. And, you know, that's also the truth at the quarterback level, because you've got Jared Goff.
Yeah.
He was talking about he admired Tom Brady when he was growing up at school, you know, when he was a kid. He's only 24 years old.
Right.
He'd be the quarterback ever to win the Super Bowl. That is an amazing matchup. It's really this thing about experience versus youth and aggressiveness.
It's going to be a good game, I think. You know, we went through years and years where the Super Bowl was kind of a yawner and everybody talked more about the commercials than about the game. This is going to be a high-scoring game, isn't it?
That's certainly what everybody seems to think. You know, the lowest predictions that I've seen, and I was talking to some of the researchers who work on the line, you know, the betting lines, the lowest prediction I've seen is 2017. I have a couple of analysts who are predicting the Rams, not the Patriots, will score more than 40 points in this game.
Wow. Well, it should be an exciting game, certainly. And you know, while everybody, I think, kind of assumes that the experience is going to win out, we're so used to seeing Tom Brady hoisting that trophy at the end of the Super Bowl. You can't count out L.A., can you?
You really can't, especially with their ability on the front line, really both on offense and defense, but certainly on defense. So it'll be very interesting to see. Very interesting to see how this age versus youth and exuberance, how that plays out.
The interesting thing is, I don't think that Belichick or Tom Brady have any plans to call it quits after this. I mean, I think they want to keep going. Certainly, Tom Brady indicates that he wants to keep playing for a long time yet.
Yeah, absolutely. And if he continues to have the offensive front line that he has, he might be able to pull it off because, you know, at 41 years old, he said that he has no plans to make this his last game. He certainly plans to be back next season. Belichick, as you mentioned, will too. So we could see the dynasty continue, rolling on if that's the case.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Should be an exciting game, Pete. We appreciate your insight. Thanks so much for joining us.
Always, Paul. Thanks.
Take care. Bye now.